world, you were forgiven to forgive. Everybody's like, all right, Pastor. See, you and I were made not to hold a grudge. You and I were made not to be bitter. Amen. Not better, bitter. Amen. You and I tonight were, if we are made in the image of God, then you and I, amen, you and I were forgiven to be able to forgive. How many here in this place, you know, it's amazing because as my wife and I, we did some running around. One of the ladies, amen, that used to go to the church, she called me and she said, Pastor, why do these things happen to us? See, you and I were not made to be bitter. How many here tonight? You're bitter at somebody. You're bitter at one of your brothers and sisters. You're bitter at one of your parents, brother, your mother, your father. You're bitter. Can I tell you, you and I were not made to be bitter. You were forgiven to forgive. The book of Matthew, chapter 18, Jesus gives us a great illustration, starting in verse 21. It's the parable of the unforgiving servant. Amen. Hopefully, by the end of the service, if you are, we can get our hearts right. You know, I thought about this because, few weeks or so, I have had, so many different situations that even on, Tuesday night or Tuesday as I was leaving, just walking outside, I got my blower and I'm just blowing, and this older gentleman, comes, or he's 55, my age. Amen. He drives by, and the very first thing he says is, do you have a job for me? I said, oh, that's a perfect opportunity to witness. Amen. I said, that's a perfect opportunity. And as I was, witnessing to him, I told him what I was going to preach about. All he did was he put his head down. He put his head down, because he said, listen to me. This is something that is not only affecting me, but I guarantee you, it affects many people here tonight. The book of Matthew, chapter 18, starting in verse 21. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and that payment be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, Master, have patience with me. In other words, have mercy on me, and I will pay you all. Then the master of the servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave the debt. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, "Pay me what you owe me." So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, "Have patience." Didn't we just hear that? "Have patience with me." In other words, have mercy on me, and I will pay you all. And he would not, but went and threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what had been done, they were very, very grieved and came and told their master all that had been done. Then his master, after he had called him, said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you." Listen, he has forgiven us all. He says, "I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have compassion on your fellow servant just as I had pity on you?" And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. Let's pray tonight. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. God, we were made not to hold, but as you have forgiven us, God, we are also to forgive tonight. Help us to process this in our heart. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Forgiveness is probably one of the hardest things that Jesus gave you and I as we follow Jesus. Because can I tell you, amen, an offense is real. The hurt is real. We cannot say this did not happen. It did. But Jesus, listen to me. If you and I are going to be like Jesus, because that's our ultimate goal, if you and I tonight are going to be like Jesus, then he has commanded you and I to do as Jesus did. This is in the heart and center. Listen to me. This is in the heart and center of every one of us here in this place tonight. Many Christians around the world, they desire to receive God's forgiveness, but yet they struggle to extend forgiveness. That same forgiveness that they received, they fail to extend it onto other people's lives. We want to be forgiven. God, forgive me of my sins. But yet, when it comes to us forgiving others, we say words like, "You don't understand." Can I tell you? I don't understand, but God understands tonight. I don't know what happened, but can I tell you? God knows what happened. And when it comes, we cannot struggle. We cannot. We have to be able, listen, as you were forgiven, you have to forgive. See, unforgiveness, it brings, a person to be shackled. How many know that people who are unforgiving, they're walking with the ball and chain? They're imprisoned, in their hearts tonight. See, forgiveness, it is able to release both the offender, but also the offended tonight. Forgiveness, as you've accepted Jesus Christ into your life, is not something that we have an option upon. This is not something, should I pick door A, B, or C? Amen. A being this, B being that, or C. Listen, you and I, we cannot have that option as Christians tonight. It should be the core of our life. In verse 21, amen, it says that forgiveness started with God. Peter came to Jesus and asked, amen, Lord, how many times shall I? This is Peter, amen. Listen, Peter's boldness. Peter comes up, amen. He says, Lord, how many times should I forgive? Should it be, amen, seven? Should it be seven times, amen, if my brother has sinned against me? Jesus comes up and he says, no, not seven times, but 70 times seven. See, if we are honest with ourselves tonight, we owed a debt that we could never repay. How many would agree? We owed a debt. Listen, our sins have separated our lives from God. But Christ, amen, he canceled our debt in full. Have you ever, amen, listen, my son got into an accident during the a winter storm there in Dallas. And we had to go through. But can I tell you, amen, when Navy Federal came up and they said, and they sent me an email that said, Mr. Barajas, your car is paid in full. Can I tell you, I was excited. Amen. Can I tell you, there was excitement in my life. I was like, whoa, yes. That's how you and I should be. Because that's what Jesus paid for us upon the cross. He paid our debt in full. You don't know. You don't owe nothing. You don't have any debt. There is no, amen, late payment penalty. Amen. Listen, your debt was paid in full. Forgiveness is not something that you have earned. It is something that was given when you receive Christ. Isn't that amazing? That you didn't have to pay for it. Pastor, how much should I pay? Listen, it's paid in full. You know, there's so many things, amen. Being of the Mexican culture, amen. There is so much that, amen, I read about or my family has told me. This is what we had to do because this is what happened. And we had to try to pay a debt. Listen, you don't have to go out and torture and torment and get yourself, amen, into a physical bind tonight. Amen. Listen, Jesus, when you received Christ, you were forgiven. That's when you received it. Ephesians 1:7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins until you and I come to an understanding of how much God truly did forgive us, you will not be able to forgive others yourself. You have to know exactly what Jesus did. See, forgiveness is something that as Christians, we are commanded to. It is not if you feel like it. Amen? Pastor, I don't feel like it. Can I tell you? I don't understand. It's like you're speaking a foreign language to me. Because this is something that Jesus has told you and I to do. Pastor, I don't feel like it. Colossians 3:13, forgive as the Lord has forgiven you. I should just close the computer. Let's come to the altar right now. Amen. Forgive as the Lord has forgiven you, beloved. See, forgiveness is not denying. Listen to me. Forgiveness is not denying that as Christians, that as Christians, we are commanded, or forgiveness is not denying that the hurt was real, but rather choosing rightly to process. It's not the way our feelings feel, our emotions feel, the way everything feels. You know, there's a movie called The Board. And what it is it's a great movie. If you watch it, you'll be like, whoa. But the movie goes, he's witnessed to, and now he has to process all this in his life. He's got a heart. He's got emotions. He's got a will. Amen. He's got all the things, that every single one of us. But in the midst of all that he is going through, listen, he gets to a point to where he was violated, and he says, I cannot process past this violation. See, it's not denying that the hurt was real, but to choose that I'm not going to let my emotions run or dictate my life. See, what forgiveness is not, it is not saying that the offense was deserved. Amen? That it was okay. It is not, it is not forgetting. Well, if I forget that it happened, then it won't happen. Listen, the offense was real. But what forgiveness is it is releasing the right to avenge. To avenge. Handing it over to God. Refusing to hold bitterness in your heart. See, tonight we forgive because that is what God has told us to do. It is that person that offended. It is not, that person that offended you and I that deserved it. We forgive because that's what God has told us. He hasn't asked us. He's told us to do. It's not because people deserve it. Listen, can I tell you? It's not because people deserve it, but it's because that's what God has told you and I to do. The unforgiveness, what it does is it imprisons your heart. Here in our text, the unforgiving servant was handed, he was handed over to torment. See, that's the cost of unforgiveness. There is a cost in unforgiveness. Firstly, you become stagnant, stale. You don't move forward in your walk with God. Secondly, you become bitter and sour. Thirdly, relationships are broken, shattered. Can I tell you, worst of all, those three are bad in itself, but your prayers that you bring before God, they're not answered, folks. John 9:31 says, God does not answer the prayers of a sinner. Listen, you can say, Pastor, that's for sinners. No, that's for you. Amen? That's for you. If you, amen, come and there is something in your heart, amen, listen, unforgiveness is sin. Bitterness is sin. And when we come to God saying, God, God's like, go forgive, then come back to me. Go do what you need to do. Get yourself right, then I will come. But see, we lose the fact. I can still go through this. I can still, amen, go through and listen. Your prayers are not answered. So we're crying out to God. And we're saying to ourselves, Pastor, why is God not listening to me? Well, check your heart. Check yourself tonight. We're going to have a good time, folks. Amen. Glory. See, we begin to say things like, why is God not listening? God, listen to me. It's like when we hold a, when we hold our kids, listen to me. God's like, I should listen, but yet you refuse to listen to me. Matthew 6:15. If you do not forgive others their sins, I love this verse, your Father will not forgive you your sins. You should highlight that. And every day you ought to go through and say, God, forgive me. Because if you don't forgive others, our Heavenly Father, but he has to do. No, listen to me. He doesn't have to do nothing. Our Heavenly Father will not forgive you your sins. See, our relationship with God, when we do not forgive, is hindered and affected. There's a quote. It says, unforgiveness will hurt you more than the one who hurt you. Let me get some water. Unforgiveness will hurt you more than the person who hurt you. Luke 23:34. Here it is, Jesus upon the cross. He says these words, Father, forgive them. Isn't it amazing that up to the very end, Jesus didn't just start, but he finished, telling you and I that we have to forgive. Jesus prayed that prayer from the cross. See, forgiveness, in the heart of God. God wanted to show you and I that even in the most agonizing point, you and I can still forgive. We can still forgive. See, when you choose, can I tell you? Forgiveness is a choice. When you choose, what you do is you silence the enemy. You walk in freedom. You heal, listen to me, you heal curses. They're healed. Curses, that have stricken your life for generations. They're healed. See, things that have been upon for generations. Can I tell you, they affect you. Great-grandmother was bitter. So grandmother was bitter. So mom was bitter. So guess who's bitter? Kids. Grandchildren. Great-grandchildren. So when does the buck stop? It stops with you. It has to stop. We cannot say, amen, I pray for the generations that were bitter. Listen, they cannot be. They're done. Their life is over. But yet, it's not over with you. And you can start. See, tonight, you can make a statement. Amen? Who wants to make a statement tonight? You can make that statement. If somebody has offended you, are you willing to forgive? If we confess our sins, listen, if we can go to people and say, this is what happened. Can I tell you, most of the time, the person that you're bitter at is going to say, I don't remember. Amen? But yet, you've been carrying these things for years. You're walking around like this, bitter, angry, sour. And that person's already walking and it's like, I don't know. You can make a statement tonight. If somebody has offended you, somebody has to take the first step. Can you take that step? We can take that step tonight because in Christ, we have been forgiven much. So what tonight are you holding in your heart? What debt do you need to release? I'm done, folks. I'm going to go home and I'm going to eat. But yet, are you going to be released tonight? I'm going to go home and I'm going to have a great time. I'm going to go to sleep. I'm asleep. Amen. It's like the angels that just come and I just throw myself in the bed. But how are you going to sleep tonight? Amen. What are you going to do? Because see, it's not affecting me. It's affecting you. Let's have every head bowed and every eye closed. Amen. You're here in this place. You're not saved. You're here in this place. You're not right with God. Let's take care of business tonight. Let's take care of business. You're here in this place and you are not saved. You're not right with God. That's the first thing that Jesus wants to offer you. The forgiveness of your sins. He paid a debt that you could never pay. And that's what Jesus wants to offer you tonight. He wants to offer you the great salvation tonight. Is that you tonight? Pastor, that's me. I'm not saved. Pastor, that's me. I'm not right with God. Pastor, I want to come to God. You can. You can come tonight. Would you give your life to Jesus? Simply raise your hand. Amen. Jesus wants to touch your life. Jesus wants to help you. But you need to admit that this is who you are. Maybe you're a backslider tonight. Your heart's not right. You know what a backslider is like a bomb that is just ticking, One of these days, it's going to explode. You're going to stand before God, folks. And what is God going to say about you? I gave you opportunities. Well, God, you didn't give me. No, I gave you opportunities to get right, but you refused it. Would you get your heart right tonight? Lift up your hand. All I want to do is pray for you. I'm not going to put you on the mic. I'm not going to do anything with you. All I want to do is pray for you. For you to get your heart right. Amen. I preached on going to open up the altar, church. We need to come tonight because this, you and I were forgiven to forgive. The altar is open. Come, lay hold of God. You and I were made. It is not something that we can choose. It is not something that you and I have an option. It is something that you and I were made. You and I were made. Pastor, they heard me. Listen, I don't understand all that happened, but one thing I do understand is that it is not affecting them. It's affecting you. It is hurting you tonight. It is tearing you apart tonight. It is, amen, ruining the relationship that you have with God tonight. Pastor, you don't see? I don't understand. Can I tell you? I don't have to understand. I understand one thing. That as God forgave you, you should forgive others. As you and I, amen, tonight, were forgiven much. Here it is in our story. The servant comes. He has a debt that he could never repay. And the master has compassion. He has pity. He has mercy on him. But yet he goes out and he sees somebody that owed him a listen, and he says, I can't do it. I can't do it. The master hears about this, and he hands them over to the tormentors. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray, God, help them, touch them, guide them. Shiarando roba baba. God, we thank you, Father. Tócalo, Señor. In the name of Jesus, God, tonight we believe in you, God. God, we trust in you, Father. We ask you right now, in Jesus' name, guidance, direction, instruction, God. Father, we trust in you. God, we believe in you. Can I tell you tonight, we're going to have a celebration party. You need to go. If you need to get it right, get it right. Don't come back. Don't leave and come back Sunday morning and you're still bitter. You still haven't forgiven. Before you leave, call if it is somebody who's not here. But if it's somebody that's here, get it right. Because it's you that's being hurt. It's you. Amen. I'm letting you know, I'm going to go home and go to sleep. But yet you go out, you toss and turn all night because, oh, Pastor, I couldn't sleep. Well, why? I don't know. That's the first thing I hear. I don't know, Pastor. No, we know. Let's get it right. Father in heaven, we thank you tonight. God, we believe in you. We ask that you would forgive us, wash us, cleanse us, and set us free, God. You and I, as we were made, God, as we were forgiven to forgive, let us be able to walk in the joy of the Lord tonight with liberty and freedom. We thank you for all that you have done. For your word says, if we confess our sins, you are just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness tonight, God. Let our hearts be in right standing with you in Jesus' name. God bless you tonight.